Welcome back to Stateline Business First with Dean Irvin on Sports Fan Radio 1330.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Dean Irvin, along with Bill Cook, a couple of friends of mine. I met these doctors last year, and they had such a great program. It's through UIC College of Medicine, and really just so knowledgeable, and some things you're going to be able to get out of this on subjects matters that sometimes makes me, you know, okay, I'm not a brave guy. That's what I'm really telling you. But these doctors are amazing. They're good friends. I'd like everybody to meet Dr. Colwhite with Swedish American, also UIC, and Dr. Khan with Mercy and UIC. And doctors, first of all, thank you so much for coming in tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, and you've got a big event coming up this Thursday. And Dr. Colwhite, can you tell everybody a little bit about what you're planning?
So last year, the event was very successful. It was at the School of Medicine, where it is again this year. And we had a physician who talked about advanced care planning and end-of-life directives and just being prepared for times that we often aren't anticipating. So this year, we have a screenwriter. She's not in the medical profession at all. She does documentaries. And she did this documentary through this project called the American Nurse Project. And she followed nurses. And she followed nurses who saw patients near the end of life. And she just had a dramatic experience with them. And that's the movie that she's coming to show and then talk about.
And it's such an important subject matter. Dr. Khan, as people get elderly, and you face, you know, what's going to be all of our final destination, you know, how do you get not only the patients, but the families to understand and accept what's the path is going to be?
So that's where this movie is talking about, which is called Defining Hope. Hope means different for different people. When someone has some kind of a serious illness, hope is always part of their life. Some people see hope as fighting. Some people see hope as being comfortable with their families and their friends. So we need to give them choices. And this project, which Dr. Kilwhite has talked about, has the interaction of the nurses and other ancillary staff with the patient to give all their choices, and they choose what's best for them. And especially when they are navigating through the healthcare system and dealing with a very difficult advanced illness, be it cancer or CHF or end-stage renal disease, they are looking for, is there any other option for me, rather than just going through this system of one procedure to another procedure, seeking chemotherapy, radiation, and all those things. So when they are given with options, they think about it. Sometimes they might not seek aggressive care all the time. Sometimes they would like to be seeking conservative management and letting nature take its own course, which provides them good quality of life for whatever quantity they have.
Dr. Colwhite, with this, you're a physician. What got you into this area? And I know, I got to tell you, both of you, I am just in awe because it's kind of a scary thing for me.
Well, and I think that's the scary part, I think, is what Carolyn Jones likes to talk about. So she talks about in her little blurb here that getting people to talk about the subject, about perhaps dying or death, and making that D word not so scary, right? Walking into that suffering, because it happens to everybody. Mortality is still 100%. It hasn't changed. And I think the fact that we're around to help walk the journey with people is something that I think they need. That fear is something that we can help alleviate. There's so much good time at the end of life. And I think patients who We can help them be less scared. We can help them with their symptoms. We can show them that quality of life is truly there, that living until the moment of death is something that they can do.
How big of an area do you guys cover? I mean, you know, obviously Winnebago County, but do you go past those borders? Mm-hmm.
So sometimes our, not just my team as a palliative care, we have additional ancillary services like hospice and those agencies that go south towards Ogle County, north towards the Wisconsin border, towards Freeport on the west side, and toward McHenry County on the east side. So we provide a larger patient population that might need our services, not just hospice, but we also provide home-based palliative care for these patient population.
Mm-hmm. Now, the event Thursday night is put on by Project Silo.
Mm-hmm.
And that stands for what, Dr.?
So we coined the term a year ago. It stands for Significantly Impacting Life Outcomes. And we just wanted something a little bit catchy that people would remember. And we want to make sure also that it encompasses all of us. So it's all three health systems. It includes Transform Rockford and UIC. It's definitely a community event, and that's what we want to make sure that people understand as well. It's not just one health system. It's all three working together along with Transform Rockford and UIC.
Now, people will be able to ask questions after?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So after the screening of the movie, all our doctors and providers, nurse practitioners, social workers, and chaplains will be available for anyone who has any questions for us.
It was over the top last year when you guys put this on.
We had
400
more,
plus or whatever it might have been.
We had more than close to 420 people that came last
year. That's amazing.
And that's the other thing. People can sign up and get a free meal, a beefaroo meal. We want to stay local. Or they can just come. So the movie is at 6 p.m.
And it's an hour long, right?
It's an hour long. Yep, it's roughly an hour. And she's going to show her film, and then she'll have discussion afterward. And she'll talk about it, and then she'll answer questions from the audience as well.
Do you find that people, you know, in those kind of discussions, obviously they're going to learn a lot of what services are offered, and, you know, is it normal how you feel or what you should do. Mm-hmm. The toughest decision I think I've ever made in my life is with my mother when she was about to pass away. When to get hospice? Should I get hospice? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. And I was afraid that if she heard the word hospice, that meant I was giving up on her. And I've lived with that for 25 years. You wonder, man, did I make the right decision or not?
I'm sure you did. You know, hospice.
Thank you, doctor.
I'm sure you did.
She's so nice.
That's true.
You know, my
That's
new
true.
Partner every night.
Because, you know, hospice is no longer just, it used to be 20 years ago, the last 2 weeks of life. And now you can have hospice for weeks, for months. Some patients with dementia we have on hospice for years even. But the services that hospice provides are so critical to not only the patient, but the family unit. It's just really good supportive care. And I wish we could call it something other than hospice.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I'm talking with Dr. Khan of Mercy Health and also UIC, and also Dr. Kowite from Swedish American and UIC. And what I love about both of you, I mean, you give so much back. You've got to practice what you guys do, but then you try to get the word out for people too, and you educate. And Dr. Kowite, you were just talking about, you spoke last weekend, you know, I mean, that says a lot about what you both feel about your profession and how you try to get your education and spread it to other people. I don't think, Rockford, we realize sometimes the experience and what you offer to not only patients but other doctors. And, you know, so I want to say thank you to both of you. And plus, you know, coming in to talk to me, which, you know, and then Thursday night you have this film and documentary going. I mean, you guys put so much time in. It's not just a day job. It's all the time. Thank you both very much. I mean, it's really cool. Now, this event is open to the public,
absolutely,
correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And do they need to make reservations, or how does that work? Can they come up to the door, or
Absolutely, they can. If you don't register, you can come to the door. You might not get a meal.
Sure.
But you can absolutely come at 6 p.m. or before then and watch the film with Carolyn and then hear the discussion afterward. It's not a problem.
Is there a cost?
Nope, it's free.
So you're just educating people on...
Physicians, providers, nurse practitioners, nurses, LCSW, social workers, and LCPCs can get continuing education credit. They have to pay $25, but if they want credit for coming, continuing medical education or continuing education credit, they can pay that fee and then they'll get credit.
Doctors, what do you tell... I think it's a tough decision for end-of-life discussions and, you know, what the patient wants. How do families go about even starting that conversation? I think it'd be tough.
Yeah, this is a very difficult conversation to have, especially when the loved one is in the hospital. But what we recommend is having that discussion in advance at the comfort of their living rooms or their family rooms, and known their wishes to their families, so that when the situation comes, we can ask the family, and we ask this question to all the family members, if their loved one was sitting next to us, and if he or she knew how sick she was or he was, what would they like to be taken care of at this time? Do they want to seek all the aggressive care, or they just want to let nature take its own course and keep their loved one comfortable? These are all the discussions that if it happens in advance, it will help the family members make the decision for their loved one when the time arrives.
And that's exactly what Carolyn Jones writes in this, in her information. She talks about knowing what makes life worth living for yourself and your loved ones will help enormously when the end of life is near.
You know, as doctors... is it tough for you to have these, I mean, conversations like that where you know the outcome is coming down the road? And I'm always amazed. You two are like stronger than, I mean, you're like Superman and Superwoman. Seriously, I mean.
I don't think so.
It's got to be tough, I would think.
Yeah. It's not about us. We have to understand that it's not about us. It's about the patient. We are not even asking the family members what the family members want. We are asking what the patient would like to have, what kind of a care the patient and their families want at that time.
Yeah. And, you know, when people get together, you know, and maybe it was just the holidays or something, and if you see your parents slipping, is that normally a good time to start the conversation?
Even before they're slipping. So there's a project in La Crosse, Wisconsin called the Gunderson Project where 98% of that population has advanced care planning.
Really?
Right. So if you're 30 and you're walking into a doctor's office for your annual exam, they ask you if you have an advanced care plan. So I think the earlier you talk about it, the better. You don't want to wait until they're slipping, because maybe then isn't the best time.
Sure.
You know, maybe the best time is when you're sitting around at Christmas, everyone's healthy, and, you know, Mom, what would you want? My kids know.
Yeah. So did you have that conversation with your own?
Absolutely. Not in, you know, in a very formal way, but they know exactly, and my husband knows exactly what my wishes would be if that were to happen.
Really?
Sure.
I won't live forever, but that's just me.
No, it's not the pillow or the face.
That's what the wishes would be.
Yeah, wrong answer.
Yeah. So again, this is Thursday night. It's February 20th. So just in a couple of days, you see why he doesn't get a mic. And it's this Thursday, and the film starts at 6, and then we'll have a discussion afterwards. Mm-hmm. And again, no charge. You can go if you're planning on, you know, having the dinner, please call. Yeah, please call and let them know so they have some idea. Again, this is the Project Silo. And I do want to thank, and you mentioned it earlier too, Doctor, that I want to thank Mercy Health, OSF Healthcare, Transform, Rockford, Swedish American, and the University of Illinois College of Medicine here in Rockford for being the event sponsors. Because this is something that people it's so important. You know, we talk about it, and if you want to register, you can go to uic.edu/project-silo and check out that. Give us a call here at the radio station. We'll get you in contact with whoever you need to talk to. We'll make sure we do that. Again, it's filmmaker Carolyn Jones. This is something that is really so cool. You did it last year. The success level was off the charts. And I think it's going to be the same thing again this year. What would you like, Dr. Khan, if you could let people know anything as they get ready for this? What advice would you give them?
Come with an open mind. Watch the movie. And if you have questions, we are there to answer those questions. Mm-hmm. Come and bring your friends and family with you.
And Dr. Khan, what about you? I mean, what do you think they should do?
I agree with Dr. Khan. That's perfect, actually. You know, come with an open mind and learn, you know, and don't be afraid to come because of the topic. You know, some people are concerned that it's end of life, but it's really defining hope, and hope is something different for everyone. And I think it's a very positive film. I think people will be surprised at how uplifting it really is. And I'm grateful that UIC is sponsoring it, because I don't think that people are as aware of our medical school as they could be either. I mean, we have a medical school in town. It's been here for years, and that's why they're hosting the event as well. We like to bring attention to the fact that we have a medical school in town.
Yeah, and so, it really is.
Yep, it's beautiful.
You know, it is wonderful what they do and how many doctors they put out. You know, mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. And, again, this is – It's an interesting topic. It's for the baby boomers as we all get older. You know, it's something that is going to affect us all. And, you know, it's great that you're educating the public on, you know, just what's available, what's some of the things that could make this maybe a little bit easier, you know. And my other advice, and maybe this is talking from my own perspective, if you have brothers and sisters, bring them all. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to hear the same story.
Yes.
Because,
absolutely.
You know what, it'll make things just that. That might have been just me doing that. That's my ex-producer over there. that should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But it is something open for everyone.
Absolutely.
And, you know, is waiting the biggest mistake people make, you know, as far as just the information?
The thing is, like, you know, there is no right or wrong time. The sooner, the better. But everyone goes through their own journey. So, and some people will take time to get the help they might need, but they need to realize by themselves. We cannot force anything onto them. So it's their own journey. They will go through their own ups and downs. And when the need comes, we are there to help. But we are educating that, you know, this help is available even before you think you need it, but when you actually need it, which is sooner than later.
Do you love what you're doing with the age group you're working with?
So my patient population is a diverse population. It's never about people who are of more than certain age group. I take care of kids as well who have advanced disease, neonates, and I also take care of mothers who are unfortunately expecting babies that might not survive, and to a patient population who is up to 100 years of age. So my role is to do palliative care services to a spectrum of patient population from before birth to 100 years of age.
Wow. And Dr. Cole, is that the same kind of thing for you then too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the key is walking this journey with them. You know,
absolutely.
Whether they're young, whether they're old, it doesn't make a difference. We have a passion for walking this journey with them and making it the best it can be. And I think that's why we love our work so much.
You guys are amazing.
I have been doing this for more than 12 years now. And I do think
I won't say how long I've been doing it. Thanks, Dr. Khan. Longer than you.
Yeah.
Boy, nice shot there, Dr. Khan. You'll get me in trouble. You and my producer are going to be out now. That's awesome.
And there is a reason why we do this. It's not about how long have you been doing it, but that still keeps on going, keeps us going as much as we want, because we love, when we wake up in the morning, we love to do what we are doing.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys, you're amazing. I mean, for your entire careers, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And again, we want to let everybody know it's this Thursday at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, and that's February 20th. Hour-long film. It begins at 6 o'clock, and it's followed by a discussion of end-of-life issues. And again, we cannot thank you guys enough. I sure hope we want a huge turnout. You got to promise me. Now, next year, you're going to come back, right?
Corey, if
you'll
I have
only
us.
See you once a year.
If you'll
I
mean, have us, we appreciate the opportunity to speak here. So thank you very much.
I love having you guys. Bill, do you ever notice when the doctors come in, I'm asking them everything about a guy they don't know, you know, with my foot issues and everything. Yeah.
I have
noticed. So have they. Oh, I do want to thank Dr. Khan and Dr. Colwhite for coming in again. Two of the nicest people you're ever going to meet. And please, I hope you take advantage of this, because as nice as they are on air, they're that way. And when you meet them, and you're going to get so much great information. So please don't miss this opportunity. It's this Thursday. Doctors, both of you, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.